This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many African Americans who descended from people brought to the U.S. during the transatlantic slave trade don't know where their ancestors are from. And more of them in recent years are using DNA tests like Ancestry and 23andMe to find answers. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, the tests can be useful in confirming speculations African Americans have about their ethnicity, but the results can be rather limited.
St. Louis native Aaliyah Holman says her ethnic identity has always been a mystery.
My mother's family did not really know much. They're from Arkansas, so they know their American history as being descendants of slaves and sharecroppers.
Her father's parents came from Jamaica, but Holman says,
I think we all still understand that there's some part of the diaspora involved where the Jamaicans were brought over from one of the countries in continental Africa.
To find out where her ancestors came from, she did a lot of what Black Americans have been doing lately, buying DNA test kits for themselves or their relatives. The slave trade during the early founding of the United States erased a lot of knowledge about family histories and countries of origin. Crystal Williams from East St. Louis used kits from Ancestry, Family Tree DNA, and 23andMe.
There's no value you can put on a DNA test when you're researching your family history as an African American. You know, they tell you you can only get so far, but that's not true. Along with DNA and the other documents that are now coming to light, you can go past slavery.
Professional genealogist Kathleen Brandt in Kansas City says DNA tests are a good tool for her African American clients who want to know more about their ancestry. Taking a test is one of the first things she recommends they do, but the results provide just a small part of the picture.
It is not the answer, but it puts us in the right direction of where we need to be researching.
As more people submit their DNA to Ancestry's database, the results can change. Brandt says it's important not to get too invested.
There's nothing worse than people getting attached because it's hard to explain to them, I'm so sorry you're not 100% Irish or Scottish or Cameroon. You know, it is a very difficult process because a lot of stake in our identity.
Aaliyah Holman says her father's initial results from Ancestry showed that he was 40% Nigerian. A year later, his account showed that the Nigerian percentage dropped to 3% and that there was a much higher percentage for Cameroon and the Congo.
So that was a little frustrating and disappointing. I had put a certain amount of stock in the idea of Nigerianness and even had conversations with friends of mine who are Nigerian, and I'd say, look at me, do I look more Igbo or more Yoruba? And they would try to make some decisions about that.
Yasmira Emefor, another St. Louis resident, says she took a test because people from Nigeria would approach her and insist she was Nigerian.
Nigerians would say it's how you carry yourself, it's because you're thin.
Like Holman, she had no idea where her ancestors came from. She took a test from Connect My DNA, and it said her roots could be traced back to Nigeria, the Bahamas, and France. Many African Americans have seen European ancestry turn up in their results. Eric Depperdine in Kansas City says he got his grandmother's DNA tested and found out that he's related to a couple of Quaker men. Given the brutal history of the slave trade, he wasn't surprised to find those white or European roots.
Part of us, whether we like it or not, it's painful, and it sucks having to talk about how our grandmothers were treated a long time ago. But unfortunately, we can't do anything about that in 2019, but just recognize that that's part of us and don't let those stories fade into oblivion.
Depperdine, like the others, was also motivated to use DNA tests so he could tell stories about his ancestors the way that his parents and grandparents did. With genetic technology, African Americans can make those stories more complete, and they can see more clearly where they fit in the very complicated history of African Americans in the U.S. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.